Welcome back to Almost Fameless, episode 5.
Haha, number 5.
We need to come up with a name for you guys.
I know, this is our biggest struggle, and it's so hard not to say Richie's.
I know.
I
hate that.
It hurts.
Well, remember I was like, should we just call them Richie's and it's like part of the lore? Yeah. And like no one,
honestly,
get gigantic and big, people are like, why are they called the Richie's?
I don't hate that. What do you think?
You guys, yeah.
Maybe Richie's, maybe not. The other option was Fame Whores.
Fame Whores, which I do love.
I do, but it's long. I like how Richie's is just like, bloop.
Yeah.
Fame Whores is, it's like running a marathon just to say a word.
Famies?
Famies? Whories?
That seems weird. Yeah, Whories. But you guys let us know. Do you want to just keep going with Richie's? And then that's just part of, I hate to keep saying lore, but what else?
I know. They're going to have to take a shot of milk every time you say it.
Yeah. They're going to be shitting their brains out. Because most people are lactose intolerant.
Okay.
Including Arisha.
No, I'm not. I got the doctor to assess and they said, we've never seen somebody more tolerant of lactose. You're lactose tolerant. That's what they had diagnosed me as.
Yeah. And then they were like, okay, you can take the gun from our head down now.
Don't be ridiculous.
Ma'am. And the cops are on their way. All right. But yeah, you guys let us know. What do you want to be called? Fame Whores, Richie's, something else that we haven't thought of that's probably better?
Yeah. Maybe we do that thing where we don't name you guys like most people do. We're like, yeah, we're going to name everything.
Well, I so badly want to get on here and be like, hey, blanks.
Anything to not say we're back, baby.
We're
you know?
Back, baby. Yeah. But we are back, baby. And here's the stories we got coming up this week. So we're going to do our best to break down all the Kevin Federline, Britney Spears memoir drama. Mm. And then we're going to talk about Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber because we just can't put this alleged feud to bed.
No.
And no, then we are going to talk about some Kardashian nonsense.
Just your classic rundown of celebrity pop culture, really.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's get into it. I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
Grab a joint and a glass of milk.
Because this is Almost Fameless.
All right, so kicking things off, we're going to talk about Kevin Federline's memoir. It came out yesterday, October 21st.
Thank God. I was worried about it.
Yeah. It's called You Thought You Knew. It should have been called I Thought You Cared. We don't care, sir.
Yeah, that's why we're talking about it.
Well, we have to now.
I
because
know.
Britney's involved.
That's the worst part about all of this is because we talked about this and it's like, I don't want to talk about this, but we have to because this guy's such a fucking grifter.
I know. And it's truly dominating.
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Pop culture news. So he says that he wrote the book because he wants his kids to be able to move forward in their lives and know that the actual truth of everything is out there.
Wow. Wow. That is why most people write books, I guess.
Yeah. He said, that's a very, very big part of this for me. And it's really important that I share my story so they don't have to. He's like, it's very important that I am the one who sees the money from this.
Well, I'm like, if it's so important for your kids, why don't you just write them each their own copy and then that's it? Why is this a public thing that everyone has access to?
Yeah, good question. Because if you really cared about clearing things up for your kids, mm-hmm. you'd just clear it up for them.
Yeah, you would.
But apparently he said he like picked up the book, picked it up and down over like a 5-year period mm-hmm. to write it. So
by him picking it up, he means the ghostwriter, because I cannot believe for a second this man can string enough words together to write a whole book.
Yeah. I mean, this press tour is the most I've ever heard him talk.
Thankfully.
Yeah, thankfully. So, okay, let's get into the claims that he's made so far. Some in interviews, because he's been doing tons and tons of interviews, as one does when they release a book. He talks about the night that they met. It was at a Hollywood nightclub. He talked about how they hooked up a couple hours after in a hotel bungalow. And in the book, he says, Britney turned around, slipped off her underwear, and started kissing me, tearing at my clothes with both hands. We stumbled toward the bed while I struggled to kick my pants off my ankles. This is happening. Okay, sorry. Calm down. That's as detailed as I'm going to get. We were calm.
This is what he wants his children to know about?
He said, he's like, the biggest question my kids have is, did mom kick off her panties when you guys first got together?
Were they around her ankles, Dad? Or were they dangling off her knees?
He's like, no. He's like, listen to me. My pants were at my ankles. You stupid kids never listen.
My parents talk about kissing, and I literally am like, la, 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 la. And I am well over the age of her kids.
Yeah. Well, your parents don't talk about more than kissing because they saw what happened when you talked when they talked about kissing. You ran wild. You did your own press tour. Like, we can't say more to her.
Yeah, well, we do have that cease and desist, so I get it now.
I don't think they count if they're via text, so I'm going to keep yapping away. So he also talked about how the night before their wedding, Brittany called Justin Timberlake to get closure. And he said she never really got over him. She might have loved me, but there was something there with Justin that she couldn't let go of. Which, I mean, you know, her and Justin were a very publicized relationship. It was probably, it was her first serious relationship.
Yeah, and maybe she was like, help? I've made a huge mistake?
Yeah. She's like, I have to decide between two guys who just won't stop dancing. And unfortunately, you're the more famous one, so
yeah,
get me out of here.
Well, it's one of those things, and I'll, you know, I'll own it. I have so much bias against this fucking grifter Kevin Federline, so I don't give a shit that some his to-be wife was calling another man on their wedding night. Honestly, good. I'm glad, because he doesn't deserve anything good. And it's just one of those things where I just feel so bad for her, because she was probably, I'd call Justin Timberlake too. That was before she realized what an absolute doorknob he was as well.
It's before we all realized it.
Yeah, it is. It was.
Yeah. This is just more proof that Britney's always been surrounded by clowns.
Yeah. I mean, she's got such a bright star, and these men could never even get close to it, and they knew it. So they're like, how do we, what do? We tear this woman down.
Right. It seems like a real struggle, and I'm not saying this is necessarily true for Justin Timberlake, but for Kevin and probably a lot of men, it's the struggle between riding the coattails and getting your own success, but then also feeling inferior and having a whole complex about it.
Yeah. 100%.
He also made some, those are light stories. He made some truly not good claims, I guess. So he says that he saw Britney drinking while she was pregnant and that he walked in on her and a young starlet friend, whoever that is, doing cocaine while she was still breastfeeding their kids. Here's my question. These kids are about a year apart. Would they have both been breastfeeding still at the same time? How long do kids breastfeed?
As long as the body keeps making milk. Coco, Iced Tea's wife, she breastfed her daughter till like 7 years old.
Stop.
I wish I could.
There's got to be a procedure.
It's one of those things. We try not to comment on parenting choices. It's definitely not common in our society. But I will say, in terms of like milk production, as long as babies are feeding, assuming your body is cooperating, you'll keep producing milk.
Interesting.
So feasibly.
So yeah, they could have been.
Those kids could still be breastfeeding off Britney.
That's scary. That's just, add that to the list of reasons I'm not having kids.
That list is too long though. We're already on the 39th page.
I know. So he claims that when he walked in on this happening, he was like, are you seriously going to go home after this and feed them like you don't have a body full of drugs? Please don't go home and breastfeed the kids like this. Call your mom or someone. We need to get formula. You can't do this. So not we need to get you to stop doing cocaine, but we got to get some formula.
But call me crazy.
Okay.
When a child is born, there's two parents usually.
Uh-huh.
Why is it all on her? He can't get formula and feed these kids? Because it seems to me, if I did witness this, if this was actually true, these allegations were true, I'm not saying they are, I'm not saying they are not. Mm-hmm. Why is Kevin not stopping off at Walmart and getting his own formula for these kids? He's just as responsible for feeding them as she is.
Well, it sounds like he did say we need to get formula.
But why didn't he get it? It just sounds like he's saying we need to do this. It's like, okay, do it.
Well, they're clearly out at like a club or something. So I highly doubt on the way he was like, I'm going to stop and get some formula in case we do drugs.
I'm just saying, make a pit stop on the way back. It doesn't all, the onus doesn't need to be on Britney all the time.
Let's just say, though, that if this claim is true, yeah. I don't think Kevin's the bad guy in this situation here. This,
he's not.
We focus less on the formula.
Don't know that this is. Has there been documentation of Britney doing cocaine?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know that it's true, but if it's true.
Right. Of course.
He's not really.
And pumping and dumping doesn't work in this situation. I don't know how long cocaine stays in your system, but obviously.
Yeah, I don't know.
We shouldn't be breastfeeding.
Right. So I guess she threw a drink at him when he said this. Mm-hmm. And according to him, this was the last straw.
That was the last straw. The drink being thrown at him, not her doing cocaine while breastfeeding.
It's not clear.
He's like, I cannot get this hairstyle wet.
It always looks wet.
I know. That's why. He's like, I can't get it wet. It has to be very carefully.
Coiffed?
Sure. I was like, I don't know what word these guys use for their hair.
I'm sure he's walking around saying coif every chance he gets.
Yeah. Yeah.
So another claim of Kevin's is that the boys came home from a visit with Britney and they had bleached hair and it was like burning their scalp.
Ooh,
chemical
yeah.
burns on their scalp from that. Another was that I guess Sean Preston, who just goes by Preston now, I guess he was talking to Britney on the phone. She blamed family members for her, whatever was going on with her. Preston called her out and she told him that she wished he and his brother and Kevin were all dead.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Again, these are just claims that Kevin has
these
made.
These are all claims,
of course.
Yeah.
We are not saying anything is true. I mean, come on. Kevin also wrote that Sean Preston, told him that Britney mocked him and once punched him in the face. Her son punched her son in the face when he was 10 or 11.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. The boys came up a lot. I mean, understandably.
Of course. Well, this was for them. Remember? Why wouldn't they come up?
True, exactly.
That's what this whole book is for. It's just such an altruistic move.
Yeah, I should have called it For My Boys.
Mm-hmm. All the money from it is going straight into their education.
Yeah.
On how to be a piece of shit human.
They're like trying to have careers in music now too, so.
Good luck.
Yeah. But he says that when the kids were 13 and 14, they started refusing to see Britney. And then they would tell Kevin stories that shook him to the core. One of those stories is apparently that Britney would stand silently in the doorway of their bedrooms with a knife in her hand watching them sleep. And then when they would look at her, she'd be like, oh, you're awake? It's like, what? It's like, I don't know. He also talked about how he like caught her kissing that backup dancer of hers, a female backup dancer. And the backup dancer has like posted on Instagram and been like, you know, Britney was a light. She was amazing. She doesn't address them kissing, though. But also it's like, is that really, I mean, girls kiss their friends all the time. And like, I could see them being drunk and being like, oh, let's kiss.
I was just going to say, one of the comments or many comments I've seen under that claim is like, has nobody ever been to a club in the early 2000s? Half the people there are girls making out with each other.
Yeah.
And like, look at the guys. They think it's so hot, blah, 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 blah. I've definitely never participated in this behavior, but I'm aware of it.
Right. Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything. I mean, these claims, it's like some of them are really serious.
Yeah.
And then others, it's just like, Kevin, shut up. Who cares if she was kissing a girl?
Well, it's just crazy because he keeps saying like that he's worried about her or whatever it may be. And like on Entertainment Tonight, he said, I just wish that she would get help. I'm not going to just expose her personal life, but it's 10 times worse than anything I've said in my book. It's like, okay, do you want her to get help or do you want to just keep spouting shit off? Like,
yeah.
Kevin did also weigh in about the conservatorship and he was saying that like it was necessary, but it hurt most of the people involved because he was saying like the Free Britney movement started from a good place, but it vilified everyone around her.
And once the Free Britney movement started, it was just no stopping. It came from a good place, but it ruined a lot of things, right? And one of those things was just Jamie in general. Like, he took the brunt of all of that crap. Mm.
And now he says that it's, like, impossible for anyone to step in.
Mm.
It's like, okay. Because he keeps saying, like, I just want her to get more help. Like, I'm hoping that the book will help get her more help. And I've lost hope and blah, blah, blah.
Does he actually, though?
Exactly. So Britney
responded
on social media. She said that Kevin has engaged in constant gaslighting. She said, trust me, those white lies in that book, they're going straight to the bank, and I'm the only one who genuinely gets hurt here. If you really know me, you won't pay attention to the tabloids of my mental health and drinking. Why is he so angry? And what's scary is he's convincing. If you really love someone, then you don't help them by humiliating them. So she also spoke up about the things he said about her sons, because we've seen her on social media be very much like, I just want to see my sons.
Yeah. She's also had times where she gets mad at them and then deletes it.
Right.
She's, yeah. Ugh.
Yeah. This is so messy. She said, I've always pleaded and screamed to have a life with my boys. Relationships with teenage boys is complex. I felt demoralized by the situation and have always asked and almost begged for them to be a part of my life. Sadly, they have always witnessed the lack of respect shown by their own father for me. So this is already so much, but there was also text that Jamie Lynn sent to Kevin's wife, basically just throwing Brittany under the bus about how she parents.
Mm. Is Kevin married right now?
Yeah, they live in Hawaii. They have their own kids also on top of the two kids he has with Brittany. I don't know. I want to move on to our other stories. So like,
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What do you think, where is the truth?
Well, an annoying woman once told me that the truth is always somewhere in the middle.
She sounds like a fucking peach.
Wise but annoying, yeah. I think it's possible that when Britney was in the height of her pop star era, she could have been trying cocaine and drinking or whatever. I don't know. Yeah. To make that claim about someone who's doing that pregnant or breastfeeding their babies, that's a really bold claim to make, and it's wild to make up. I think we've all seen Britney on social media. Like, we know that
she's struggling.
She's the Free Britney movement, we wanted her free from an oppressive, abusive conservatorship. That didn't mean that we didn't think that she needed some type of help.
Yeah.
We just don't want her getting it from grifters and fucking leeches.
Well, that's what I struggle with, you know, where, you know, there's probably truth in at least some of the things that Kevin is saying. Mm-hmm. But this is the mother of his children. And to me, this is so incredibly disrespectful. And if it's a matter of his kids want the world to know their truths, that's where you have conversations with them about all that needs to matter is your truth. And it's like, you're making money off of this. How do you not see this as incredibly exploitative? And I just don't see anything about this being done in good faith.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you're dragging a woman who is already not doing great for what?
Yeah.
You're not doing this for your sons. And it's like the claims that are true, whatever they are, just kind of reinforce the idea that she's not well. And I just think it's really shitty that he's making money off that.
Yeah.
But those child support payments stopped coming. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Also, guys, I'm going to put a question in the Patreon chat about this book. Tinkering with some ideas. I don't want to take up any more time, but I will put it in the Patreon chat. You guys can weigh in.
Okay. All right. Well, we got to take up a little bit of time to talk about a different celebrity feud. Hailey and Selena, which I hate even calling it a feud because it's just the fucking press / people / fans.
Exactly. Right.
Everybody but us basically is calling this a feud.
Yep.
So a little backstory. Last Tuesday, October 14th, so like a week ago, Hailey's article with the Wall Street Journal came out, and she was interviewed about Rhode Beauty, which is her beauty brand. The article is called How Hailey Bieber Made Rhode into a $1 billion success story. Truly crazy how much money all these celebrities are making on beauty products. We gotta start an almost famous lip gloss brand, among others.
Yeah, the beauty industry is a moneymaker for sure.
Huge. I think it's overtaken the weight loss industry, where it's just like, but I mean, in just that how much money they're making, it's like it's the new making a fuck ton of money on having people change themselves.
Yeah.
You love
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. So she did this interview talking about her brand. And of course, everyone's focusing on one kind, tiny tiny little section of the interview. Mm-hmm. So the interviewer asked Haley if she feels competitive now that her products have to stand up against other Sephora brands. Mm-hmm. And Haley said, I think there's space for everybody. I don't feel competitive with people that I'm not inspired by. Mm-hmm. Now, the interviewer then went on to ask if she's nervous that Sephora shoppers might compare Rode to Rare Beauty being Selena's brand. Uh-huh. But before Haley can respond, a publicist who's sitting nearby tells her to skip the question. So that's kind of the end of that. Later in the interview, Haley does say, it's always annoying being pitted against other people. I didn't ask for that. When people want to see you a certain way and they've made up a story about you in their minds, it's not up to you to change that. So that's like maybe, I would say, an eighth of the whole interview. Yeah. But of course, that's what everybody talks about. Where,
well, yeah, we don't care about anything else. Please tell us the formula.
It's like, wow, another billionaire? Shocking. So she, of course, people are like, oh, Haley's insulting Selena because she's basically saying, I'm not inspired by Selena's beauty brand, so therefore I don't give a shit about it, which is okay. Uh-huh. It's hard because I don't think the publicist should have chimed in. I don't think publicists should sit and tell people when to talk because then we don't get fun shit to talk about.
And also when a publicist steps in and is like, we're not going to talk about that, it makes it more of a thing.
Exactly. Exactly. And they had to have known the writer was going to include the fact that they were there.
Yeah.
Because initially when the article starts, she just talks about like, oh, Haley's dressed like this and we're sipping on our iced coffees, looking at baby pictures, whatever. No mention of the publicist. And then this part of the story comes out and we see that the publicist has been there the whole time.
She's like a masked figure sits nearby. I'm not sure who they are.
Exactly. So that was, you know, taking up the space of the internet for a while.
Yeah.
So then Selena responded Saturday. So this interview came out on Tuesday. Selena responded with an Instagram story, just text, saying, just leave the girl alone. She can say whatever she wants. Doesn't affect my life whatsoever. It's just about relevance, not intelligence. Be kind. All brands inspire me. Hashtag all lives matter. Just kidding.
Hashtag all brands matter.
this will shock you. Selena did delete this story. Which is driving me fucking nuts. Because why do they do this? What is the point? They know everyone's going to know about it anyway. So why post it and then delete it?
Is it possible? Let me play devil's advocate here because Selena is my girl.
I love Selena. I love her.
Is it possible that she was getting a bunch of messages about it and it got overwhelming and she was like, fuck it, I'm going to take it down?
I don't think so because you can't send messages through her stories. I guess you could send it to her page. It's just one of those things that celebrities do that drives me nuts.
I know.
They'll post something and then delete it to the point where I assume it's a strategy, but I don't understand the strategy.
This one, I can't, I don't see a strategy behind.
But why? It's like you're Selena Gomez. You're maybe the most followed person. At one point, you were the most followed person on Instagram. You know people are going to see it the second you post. There's got to be so many accounts that just take screenshots of everything you post. But anyway.
I did that with Britney when she first tweeted about Kevin. I was like, I got to screenshot this in case it goes away. Not that, like, obviously someone else is going to do it. I don't need to save the world, but just in case.
You're the hero. The hero we all need. But yeah, that's it. It's just little barbs. I mean, I do think if they are talking about each other, because honestly, Selena saying it's just about relevance, not intelligence, kind of could be a little bit of a jab.
Agree.
But it's also, who gives a fuck? Like, people are so committed to their brands that I don't think either of them are worried that much.
I also think, like, because Haley saying, I don't feel competitive with brands that don't inspire me or whatever, and Selena saying it's relevance, not intelligence.
Yeah.
Those could both seem like digs. And I feel like at a certain point, they're probably both so fucking sick of this that it's more of like a lash out at the question and the story than at the other person, maybe.
I hope so. Because this would be such a petty feud. Like, it's over the idea that these two women, wildly successful at this point, are so caught up over Justin Bieber. It's just unbelievable. And I love Justin Bieber. I mean, I think whatever. But it's just like, I just don't believe that these two women, both married, both with their own lives, hugely fine, really give a shit about each other in this way.
I don't either. They're probably just sick of the whole thing at this point. And that's where the anger and pettiness might come out.
Well, plus they get, you know, more engagement, more money.
True. True.
So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's do a quick Kardashian update because Kylie and Kim are just
branching out. We've got Kim who's acting. We've got Kylie who's now a singer.
Yeah.
What's next? Kris Kardashian is going to be Kris Kardashian.
Kris Kardashian.
I mean, I'm surprised she doesn't go by Kris Kardashian.
I know.
It's Kris Kardashian or Kris Gamble. And she's not marrying Corey anytime soon.
No, or ever.
Well, so Kylie made her music debut in Terror Jr.'s new single, Fourth Strike.
One strike, two strike, let me get the mood right. I just want to tell you I'm sorry. Touch me, baby, tell me I'm your baby. Write your name all over my body. Cross the line, I might do it again. Do it on purpose just to see how it.
Listen, I'm going to say, though, it's a little bit of a bop. I'm sorry. Oh, are people still saying bop?
They're not.
I just like the beat and like.
The auto-tune is insane.
Well, she's talking. It's not. She's not singing.
But it's still like auto-tune-y. Now, there's a little bit of lore here. So there was a rumor 10 years ago that Kylie was the one actually singing on Three Strikes, which is the song before this. It was also the song that was featured with her debut of Kylie Cosmetics.
Oh.
So people were like, oh, it's her. She's like got a cameo on this or whatever a cameo is when you're singing on this song. And she said it wasn't her, but it gave her the idea to come together for Fourth Strike and to actually be featured. So she's tapping into her alter ego, King Kylie. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it went as well as one would expect. The comments truly have delivered. Mm-hmm. My favorite is... Well, there was, please unrelease this. Love it. There was also, oh, baby, stick to the lip kits. And then one of my favorite things just to say to people in general, maybe let the professionals handle the music.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like we're doing it for the sake of being able to say we're doing it.
Yeah, of course. When you're a billionaire, that's what you do. Stuff just to do it.
Somebody said her pivot to music is a recession indicator. And I was like, between that and everybody doing ads for Candy Royale, it feels like we are in the... throes of a recession.
Yeah, times are bleak for all of us, apparently.
Yeah, but yeah, she's making money off this song now, thank God. So
yeah, thank God.
It'll soon surpass her Kylie Cosmetics, I'm sure, the money from that tiny little adventure.
I hope for her well-being. So Kim, she's was on Call Her Daddy. I don't think she said that much that was that interesting to me. Like, she talked about Kanye and like, mm-hmm. She said she'll give him the kids anytime he calls and asks for them, but she said they haven't seen him in a while. It's been like a couple months at this point. Mm. She would not give anything up about Tom Brady. Every time he got brought up, she's like, I'm not going to talk about that. It's like, why? Who cares?
That's annoying. Then why are you doing an interview?
It's like, is she worried she might not get a discount on Hertz rental cars?
Well, go with budget.
Kim Kardashian doesn't do anything budget. She's like, the name alone, I'm out.
Yeah, they really are alienating the 1% with that title.
Yeah. She did clear up that she never kissed Travis Barker.
Well, thank God.
I mean, yeah, we can all move on finally.
I was panicking.
Also, she's got those new furry Bush Skims underwear. What the hell is the point of that? I hate to agree with Bethany Frankel, but she was like, can't we just grow a bush? And yes, we can.
We can and we should. It's natural. What's driving me crazy, I was on a plane recently. And the girl in front of me, who I think is still in high school, was on the Skims website. And I was like, because I was in an airplane and I had my headphones on. I was like trying to send her vibes like, don't give them more money. Don't give them more money. Because it's just like, why are we buying this? You could literally just wear a thong or nothing. That's what I do.
I mean, unless you're going to wear it over your pants, I don't get the point of it having anything on it.
Well, and that and it's like the nipple ones. It's like, just put your boobs in a freezer real quick and you got the same result for free.
That one I'm okay with, because if you like a hard nipple look, I don't know why you would, I guess. But if you want it to look like you're not wearing a bra but still have support, then I get it.
Is that things people want, to look like they're not wearing a bra?
I don't know. Jennifer Aniston made hard nips really popular.
I was literally, when you said if you want to look like that, I was like, so you're a big fan of Rachel Green and Friends?
Of course. She's an icon.
She loved hard nips.
Did you see she just said that she was asked to do SNL? She was on Armchair Expert?
No.
And like turned it down because she thought they didn't treat, she didn't know if they treated women well or something like that.
Was this recent?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Like she wasn't offered a role recently. Is that what you mean? Or she was talking about it recently?
She was offered it recently.
No, no, no. This was like back in the Friends days.
Oh, okay, okay. I was like,
yeah, yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
And I thought you were saying she was offered to host. I was like, this is a weird thing for somebody to talk on a show about.
She's like, guys, I'm going to break my silence. I was asked to host SNL.
Finally ready to talk about it? Go to my YouTube page for the full story. Yeah.
Also, did you see Kim's red carpet look for the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures or whatever? The gala?
I hate it. I'm so mad about it.
Even aside from the face cover, I don't like the dress. It's weird.
No, and speaking of dresses, I also did not like Hailey Bieber's. It looked like she was wearing like one of those brown braces you wear in the weight room or because your spine has been reconstructed.
Like a weight belt?
Yeah, a weight belt. Yeah, but tan.
Interesting. They are tan.
But for Kim, I can only assume she has a huge pimple. Wish I had had that for this weekend. Because why? What's the point of that? I guess to get people talking.
Yeah.
I hate fashion.
But a lot of people are like, it's giving Kanye. And I'm like, yeah, it is. Don't love that. But also the dress, like the way the corset hits, it's super weird. It looks like a face. If you look at just like the boobs and the...
It does. It does.
It's weird.
It's a weird look.
Yeah. I liked her other look, though, for the... What's it called? That show she's doing, the Ryan Murphy show? All's Fair.
With Glenn Close.
Yeah, about the female lawyers. I did like that look, though. That one was... That was good.
They all absolutely destroyed the red carpet.
Yeah.
Like that whole cast just looked amazing together.
They did. They did look really good. They seem to be getting along like well.
Are you going to watch it?
Part of me wants to watch it just to see. And that's what Ryan fucking Murphy wants.
I am so, he's the one I'm most mad at. I'm sick of the shit he pulls.
Me too. But I am curious. Like I'm curious how the other actors feel about Kim.
Mm-hmm.
I know they'll never say it.
I know.
But I want to know.
Well, maybe they'll write a story for their two children to get the real truth.
Oh, fingers crossed.
And then we'll know for sure.
All right. Are we good? Any final thoughts?
I think we're good. Okay, Brooke. So this throwback story happens in 2015. Does that help tell you what it's about?
I know exactly what it is.
Well, it's got everything you need.
Okay.
It's got dessert.
Mm-hmm.
It's got kissing.
Okay.
It's got scandal.
Wow.
Does that narrow it down?
No. I'm trying to. I like the clues. Okay. I have no idea what it could be.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get into it. See how long it takes you to figure it out.
Okay.
It's July 4th, 2015, in Lake Elsinore, California. Now, for those who don't know, Lake Elsinore is a smaller town about 50 miles east of Laguna Beach. We're in 2015, so it's a much simpler time for us Americans. Although the staff at Wolfie Donuts may disagree.
Okay, I know what it is.
Despite it being a national holiday, the day's been pretty busy. There's been a mostly steady stream of customers since the doors opened at 5 a.m. It's now just before 11:30 p.m. Closing time is midnight, and the shop is mostly empty. A bell dings as four friends enter. Among them is 24-year-old Ricky Alvarez and his girlfriend, 22-year-old Ariana Grande.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ariana and Ricky aren't official yet, but they've been hanging out more and more, like tonight. It's been one of those hangs where you see what kind of trouble you get into, ideally within the limits of the law. And as the holiday winds down, they find themselves at Wolfie Donuts. Ariana's in a silly mindset. It's unclear how much alcohol has to do with this mood, if it has anything to do with it at all. But the vibe is all about fucking around and finding out. She's the epitome of cozy, in an oversized white hoodie with her long brown hair and a low ponytail, as she and Ricky cozy up while checking out the options. After telling one of the staff that she needs a little help from the donut professionals, Ariana and Ricky start playing an impromptu game of truth and dare. Minus the truths. Ariana asks Ricky if he dares her to lick one of the white powdered donuts on the tray that's sitting out on top of the glass display case. He does dare her. So, after checking to make sure no one is looking, She sticks her tongue out and touches it to the donut. She immediately pulls back so as to not be caught and smiles at Ricky, her dare mission completed. Not to be outdone, Ricky, with his American flag bandana tied around his head Rambo style, goes in for a quick lick of the donut next to the one Ariana licked.
Oh my God, just lick the same donut, guys.
I know, at least keep it to the same one. Ariana bursts out laughing at his completed dare, jumping up and down at the thrill of violating one of society's most basic decorum rules. And if you're thinking this situation couldn't possibly get worse, buckle up. Now, Ariana and Ricky are in the very early stages of their relationship, which means a lot of PDA. So after licking the donuts, it's time for them to start licking each other's tongues. And as they're canoodling, a Wolfie employee briefly rests a tray of fresh donuts on the glass counter in front of them before putting it into the display case. Seeing these donuts ignites something in Ariana. "What the fuck is that?" she says. "I hate Americans. I hate America." Next thing you know, a bald eagle with aviator sunglasses swoops into the store and pecks Ariana to smithereens.
That's what happens.
Basically. Except what really happens is the night continues on for her and her posse, and it's another birthday for America in the books. Until TMZ enters the chat. Now, even though both Ariana and Ricky did quick ocular sweeps before committing their crimes against health codes, they overlooked a very important detail. Surveillance cameras. But the whole staff at Wolfie didn't. 3 days after macking on each other and on donuts, video footage of their Independence Day adventures goes live on TMZ. And just like that, America says, thank you next to Ariana. A day after the footage is leaked, she releases a statement where she says she is extremely proud to be an American and that she loves her county. Her publicist later sends a correction that it should have said country. In her apology, Ariana goes on to talk about how she's an advocate for healthy eating and that she gets upset by how freely Americans eat and consume things without giving any thought to the consequences. The fact that the U.S. has the highest child obesity rate frustrates her. And I know what you're thinking. Okay, but what about the licking? Her apology somehow never touches on it. Instead, she calls out the food industry for the poisons we put in our bodies and the dangers of overeating. Now, technically, it is an apology in that it ends with, "Let me once again apologize," see, there's the word, "if I've offended anyone with my poor choice of words." But in the grand scheme of things, it's not really an apology. And Ariana gets that, because the next day, she posts a 4-minute apology video on her YouTube page.
I was so disgusted with myself. I shoved my face in a pillow and wanted to disappear. But instead of that, I'm going to come forward and own up to what I did and take responsibility and say I'm sorry, because I reacted in a way that I feel like wasn't necessary, to say the least, but also just wasn't me at all.
She calls herself out for preaching about the food industry instead of just saying sorry, and actually talks about focusing on genuinely apologizing. She says she's never been prouder to be American, and she's so proud of this great country. Now, I'm sure you're thinking, 4 minutes, plenty of time to say sorry for putting my tongue on donuts that most definitely went to unknowing strangers.
Yeah.
She doesn't. But to be fair, she does apologize for her behavior, which does technically include licking. But the thing is, all of her apologies are about betraying Americans, because that's what everyone's angry about.
Mm-hmm.
It's fallout that feels very similar to when Natalie Maines of the Dixie Chicks said she was ashamed the president of the United States is from Texas. And the whole country acted like she'd taken the American flag and drenched it in communist oil or something.
Yeah.
The public fallout for Ariana is all about how she's so un-American. Nothing about how she's so hygiene unfocused. Fans call for boycotts. The White House cancels her gig performing for Obama. Demi Lovato replaces her at the MLB All-Star Game concert. Although that is allegedly because Ariana is still recovering from wisdom teeth removal.
Mm.
In other words, people are more mad about having the audacity to say fuck America than they are that she licked public donuts. Just very clear reminders we're in the pre-COVID era. Truly a simpler time.
Wow. That's how COVID started.
It is. Licking donuts.
It laid dormant for 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's absolutely insane to me is that just like how upset everyone was. And it felt like watching the video, because I've now watched it 5 million times.
Yeah.
She's clearly, I mean, we don't know if she like had been drinking, but it's right. the 4th of July. Who's yeah. not having a imbibing here or there? Mm-hmm. And she like sees this whole tray of donuts and she's like, I hate Americans. I hate America. Like, it's just, as somebody who is saying that it feels like every day now, this feels so insane.
Yeah.
That it was such a big deal.
What's crazy is I forgot all about the America stuff. In exactly. my head, all I remember is the donut licking.
Me too. And when I was looking
What's
it up,
say
it
about
was,
us?
We value food as everybody in this world should, and hygiene.
Yeah, like
I don't want to be licking or eating people's licked donuts.
Do you know if the donut shop had said anything about the licking?
Oh yes, Joe Marin. You got to look this guy up. Uh-huh. Is a store owner, and he did try to sue her. He was furious. He was actually the one that sent the tape to TMZ.
Okay.
He said she can't come back to the store. And what actually ended up happening was the store's rating dropped from an A to a B because of this.
The health rating.
The health rating. Yeah.
Wow.
Because you can't have open food. And that was one of those things. So I think he was also right. upset about that. So it's kind of like, well, that is a violation.
Yeah, that's true. People shouldn't be able to lick donuts.
Exactly. Exactly. But the store is closed permanently. It closed, oh. I want to say, oh. 3 or 4 years ago. But yeah, he was pissed. And he rode that 15 minutes for as long as he could.
Oh, I bet. I'm yeah. sure everyone did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those donuts probably went on a press tour.
She went on Good Morning America in September. So 2 months after this. To promote her fragrance, and also had to start by apologizing again.
We want to welcome you, Ariana, here to Good Morning America.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being with us. We want to start, though, with that video that made headlines earlier this summer. You were in a donut shop. You said some hurtful things about Americans and about people's weight. A lot of people watching felt offended by your words.
Mm-hmm. First of all, I mean, my behavior was very offensive, and I apologized. There's no excuse or there's nothing to justify it.
She should have released a donut scented fragrance.
I know she should have. It's one of those things where I just think if she had done something like that nowadays, it would have been incredible. Back then, she would have been stoned in the town square. People were so mad.
Well, it's also, she's like, I'm not going to bring up the donut because no one else is bringing up the donut.
Right.
She's
right.
like, I'm only going to fight one battle that people seem to be mad about. And that's fair.
That's America. They're like, how dare you? And it's just so crazy because it's like she wasn't whatever.
Yeah. Wow.
Just for her to say that on America's birthday. Fucked yeah, up. And people really just fucked up. Couldn't come back from that.
Yeah. I'm glad we can reignite the anger.
Yeah.
Over that un-American fucker.
I do love that she called it her cunty. Oh, my God. I do like that she called it her county.
No, I like cunty better.
Wow. Well. Kind of works too.
All right. Time for a throwback story.
Story time. I feel so cozy.
Yeah, you're all snuggled in. So much like Ariana.
Oh, God.
I too struggled in my youth with adversity.
Oh, my God.
No. So this story is from kindergarten.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really going into the vault.
Yeah. So I rode the bus to school.
Mm-hmm.
My mom did work at the school later on, so I would ride with her. But when I was in kindergarten, I was riding the bus.
Little Brookie.
Yeah. And Bradford's super small. So when I was in kindergarten, there was also older kids on the bus.
How much older?
Like sometimes. Well, so I would ride to the high school.
Oh, shit.
So high school riders would get off. I would get off the bus then. This is when I was in middle school. But I don't know how old the kids were when I was in kindergarten because everyone seemed old.
Right. Fair.
But this is when I met my first bully.
Aww.
And he was older.
They always
he are. Must have been, it was a boy, obviously. He must have been in like fifth grade.
Wow.
Maybe sixth grade.
Okay.
Because we went to this, we were still in the same school.
Mm-hmm.
So I catch the bus outside of my house. It's a packed bus. Terrifying. So I go and I sit like, I'm in the back. I don't even remember who I'm sitting with. Probably Jackie because she lived down the street. My mm-hmm. cousin Jackie. Or David.
Another cousin.
Yeah. And for some reason, I was singing the Barney theme song.
Oh, dear.
The I love you, so you love me, we're a happy family.
You didn't need to sing it. We all know it.
Who are you, Brian Blankenship?
Is that your... Oh. Wait.
Yeah, that's my bully.
Is he related to Brandon?
I don't know who that is.
Kelly Clarkson's deceased ex-husband.
His name is Blackstock. Don't interrupt me again.
Damn it.
So I start singing this song, and he must have been right in front of me, turns around, immediately starts making fun of me for singing this song. And I'm like, okay, whatever, I guess.
How is he making fun of you, though?
I honestly don't remember in the moment, but he continued it on for much longer than in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So every single time I saw this kid in school, passing me in the hallway, passing me in the cafeteria, whatever it may be, he would call me Barney.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think there were times where he would sing the song or whatever. I don't know when it stopped. It did eventually stop. Like, I still, obviously, I remember his name. Should I have not said his name on here? His full name? But whatever. So later on, I don't remember how old I was, but we were on a bus again together. And he accidentally punched me in the face.
Oh, my God.
I think it was him. In my mind, it was him.
Oh, my God.
So he was, like, standing up, and I was in my seat, and he had, like, done, like, a punch in the air or something and hit me in the face.
Wait. What? How is he punching in the air? Where? You're sitting behind him?
No. He was standing in the aisle waiting to get off the bus.
Oh, gotcha.
And I was in my seat on the bus, and we were all standing up.
And he's just flailing about.
I mean, kids do stupid shit on the bus. We go absolutely buck wild on the bus.
Clearly.
So yeah, that was the first time. That was my first bully, and the first time I got punched in the face. First and only time I've ever.
I was gonna
been
say, has there
the
been
face.
Other times?
No, other than the elbow I got to break my nose during cheerleading, but that wasn't a punch in the face. It was a facial injury. So yeah, I've never forgotten it.
Yeah.
If I ever see him again, I will absolutely go off.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you recover from such a sick burn as calling you Barney? What's next? Patches?
No one even knows what you're talking about.
Didn't you say that at the top of this episode?
No, it was before we got on.
Damn it.
Before we started.
Damn it. I thought it was the top of this fucking episode.
But like to be a little kindergartner and have some guy who seems bigger and like way older than you start making fun of you on the bus, it feels like everybody's making fun of you.
Well, yeah. It's like in the movies.
And from that moment forward, I was ashamed to say I watched Barney.
Good. It needed to
Selena
happen.
Selena Gomez was on Barney.
I know.
So,
I used to watch Barney.
Yeah, I loved Barney. I used to watch the live show with my cousin, and we used to sing all the songs together, Barney in concert. But yeah, there was a contest at a local store where you could be on Barney, and I filled out the form to be on it. We could have been a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you, won't
See,
you?
See, Barney was all about
you
kissing
love
friends.
Me too. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Is that what our listeners should be called? Barney's gang?
Oh, dear God.
How could you imagine?
I will riot. Barney is just like, there were so many better options is a problem.
That's rich coming from someone who is barely allowed to watch TV.
Yeah, Arthur. I loved Arthur, and I still do.
That's why your parents let you watch Barney, because of all the friend kissing. They were like, all right, this one's
They're
okay.
They're like, finally a show we can get behind. Make it out with your friends.
Exactly.
Oh, they're going to be so mad.
All right, guys, we want to remind you one more time. We'll remind you several more times. We are on Patreon now.
Yes. You might have been listening to this through Patreon.
You might be, yeah. So in case you want to join, we've got the $5 tier that gets you bonus episodes when we decide to drop those. We do have a second one coming. We're going to try to get that out as soon as we can.
Yeah.
Possibly not this week. We do have to record some stuff for that, and it'll be out soon.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you get access to the chat. The $10 tier gets you all the bonus episodes, access to the chat, and our burn book episodes that we are going to drop every week.
We're recording one of those today.
Yes. So that's where we just kind of go off on people. There will be some political pop culture stuff in there, so be warned. We'll warn you before it comes.
You know where we stand.
Yeah.
Just be ready for it.
Yeah. But it's pop culture rants. People were putting in our burn book. $20 tier gets you all that stuff. Bonus episodes, burn book, group chat. Plus, 2 times a month, we are going to do sleepover Zooms.
I'm so scared for this.
So you can join our Thursday night sleepovers and we'll watch like a rom-com or some TV episodes of a show that you want us to watch. You guys will get to vote on that and we'll, you know, we'll have our snacks. We'll be in jammies, whatever. We'll be high, you know, come. It'll be fun.
Yeah, just classic sleepover content.
Classic sleepover content. Yeah. So don't be afraid to join that Patreon because it helps us keep going.
Yeah.
Sadly, now that we're all on our own.
All on our own. And thriving.
Yeah. And the link to join will be in
show notes.
Yeah. So you can join from there. And yeah, yeah, that's it.
And also everywhere we are, we have links to this because
yes, yes,
we need you guys. Help us. We're poor.
Yeah. But that's it for this week. You can follow the show at Almost Famous Pod on Instagram. You can follow me at Brooke Sifrin. You can follow Arisha at Arisha Skidmore Williams with 3 S's. Mm-hmm. And you can listen to the show wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on all those platforms, including Patreon.
Yeah.
And we will see you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.